En dis nou 9:00.
Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Die maksimums vir vandag, Johannesburg op na net 9 grade, Pretoria 11, Rustenburg 'n maksimum op hierdie Saterdag van 14. En dit is ook waar ons begin met hierdie koue front. In KwaZulu-Natal is talle motoriste gedwing om deur die koue nag in hulle voertuie deur te bring nadat hulle vasgekeer was op die N3.
I can't even explain how it's snowing now at the moment. It's like a blizzard. There's kilometers of cars in front, there's kilometers of cars behind us.
Die N3 tolkonsessie het laat gisterand aangekondig dat Van Redens pas gesluit is van Escort in KwaZulu-Natal tot Harry Smith in die Vrystaat. Malcolm Hendricks was op daai stadium op pad van Durban af Rustenburg toe, saam met sy kollegas in die kar.
He tried to carry on down towards Montrose and to have another stop over there. On the way we were stuck for about half an hour. There was incidents on the road, 9-10 around about there, till now.
Die N3 tolkonsessie se Tanya Dugra sê,
severely adverse weather conditions affected most of the N3 toll route last night, resulting in the closure of Van Renen Pass for safety and many road users being turned around by law enforcement officials.
Sy voeg by, dit is nog nie duidelik vir hoe lank Van Renen Pass toe gaan bly nie. Intussen is die boodskap vir die wat vassit,
disaster management teams are working very hard to clear the roadway and get to stranded road users and incident scenes. N3TC appeals to motorists to please heed the warnings and avoid all travel to the area until further notice.
Vandag is die koudste dag sover die jaar, insluitende die wintermaande. In KwaZulu-Natal is 'n vlak 6 sneeustorm waarskuwing uitgereik en dit is vir die Uthukela, Harigwala en Umgungundluvu distrikte. Sneeu kan ook verwag word oor die Mpumalanga se platoorand en die suidelike Hoëveld. In ander nuus, die departement van binnelandse sake is van vanoggend af tot 12 Oktober op Saterdag oop om matrieks by te staan. Hulle is oop van 8:00 tot 1:00 en dienste sluit in die uitreiking van tydelike identiteitssertifikate, ID's en die afhalings en aansoeke. In internationale nuus, Hezbollah bevelvoerder Ebrahim Akil is dood in 'n aanval deur Israel op Beirut. Die teiken was 'n gebou in 'n voorstad met berigte wat sê 10 lede van Hezbollah se Ratwan spesiale magte eenheid het ook gesterf. Die aanval het gevolg nadat Hezbollah meer as 100 missiele op die noorde van Israel afgevuur het en Israel wat die suide van Libanon geteiken het. Akil is ook deur Amerika gesoek vir sy beweerde betrokkenheid by die bombardering van die Amerikaanse ambassade en 'n vlootkaserne in Beirut in 1983. En Brittanje se eerste minister Keir Starmer sê hy gaan nie meer klere as geskenke aanvaar nie. Dit kom na die herrie wat losgebars het na 'n Sky News ondersoek gewys het dat Starmer sedert 2019 sowat £40,000 is in die omgewing van 'n miljoen rand se gratis klere en verblyf aanvaar het. Sy jong regering word nou van skynheiligheid beskuldig nadat Britte ingelig is dat hulle nie verdere verligting vir brandstofpryse gaan kry die winter nie. Ek skryf dit is at the top story at this hour. Emergency teams and officials are trying to reach motorists who have been stuck in their cars on Van Renen's Pass since last night.
What an amazingly bizarre story. I mean, really, the coldest day of the year and we are in the full swing of spring.
Yes, yes.
Ongelooflijk.
I mean, kilometers of motorists stuck in their cars.
Think of the guys and gals who were taking their kids down to the coast for the long weekend, stuck up on Van Renen's overnight, blizzard conditions, snow flurrying everywhere.
And 10 to 1 you were planning a summer long weekend breakaway.
I got to tell you, so it's orange level 6 and yellow level 6 warnings for KwaZulu-Natal. However, please be aware that there's a yellow level 2 warning for disruptive snow leading to isolated losses of vulnerable livestock and crops, non-major passes being closed, etc. in the southern high veld of Mpumalanga. Today. Well, that was the news. Also, increase your word power. Thank you very much. Skynheidigheid. Well, what on earth is that?
Hypocrisy.
Hypocrisy.